This article discusses intimate partner violence and may be triggering to some readers. If you or someone you know is experiencing violence or abuse, contact the Kelowna Women's Shelter 24/7 support line at 250-763-1040 or text 236-970-0704. In an emergency, call 911. James Plover, who has been charged with second-degree murder of his ex-partner, Bailey Plover, name a court, on Friday, July 4, was convicted by a Kelowna provincial court judge of uttering threats and assault by strangling previously that day. McCourt died in hospital after police responded to a disturbing incident just after 12 p.m. on July 4. Officers were called to reports of a two-person vehicle crash and an assault with a weapon, where two people were taken to hospital. After a short pursuit, police arrested Plover, McCourt's ex-husband. McCourt succumbed to her injuries, while a second woman remains hospitalized with serious, but non-life-threatening injuries. Plover has since been charged with second-degree murder. Earlier that day on July 4, Plover was convicted on three counts of uttering threats and one count of assault by strangling stemming from a June 23, 2024 incident. The incident is a K-file, which represents intimate partner violence. Plover was originally charged with one count of uttering threats and one count of assault by strangling, and was released from custody after the June 23 incident on a $500 bond, with extensive protective conditions, according to Crown Counsel. The next day, Plover was charged with two additional counts of uttering threats. However, Plover's release order was carried through with the additional charges. Charges were stayed on August 8, 2024. Regarding the single count of assault and strangulation, but the additional counts of uttering threats were taken to trial on April 16-17, 2025. Then, on July 4, 2025, a trial judge convicted Plover on all four counts, three counts of uttering threats and one count of assault by strangling. A pre-sentence report with a psychological component was ordered by the court and the matter was adjourned to September 16 for a sentencing hearing. A bail hearing did not occur on July 4, as he was still bound by his original release order on June 23, 2024. Upon his arrest and charge of second-degree murder on July 4, Plover's bail was revoked regarding his assault and choking charge, and he remains in custody. Plover will be in court on July 10 regarding his charge of second-degree murder.